It is a Thursday, and time for an Independence Day edition of the Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Averscato and Sean Sullivan.
Yeah, I don't know that anything much could be more American than this.
Nope.
The FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Go get the gear Captain Bobby uses. They're just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. And our friends at McConnell Buick GMC. Louie and the gang, check them out just east of 65 on Dolphin Street and south of that intersection by, I would guess, probably 14 and a half miles. The star of the show, Captain Bobby Averscato from the A-Team. Good morning.
All right, gang, on three. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, no.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
Sean.
Happy birthday to you.
Beautiful.
Why do you do that to me all the time? You're like,
just because I love you, man. You know that.
Too many years of this. You're okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's not for a few more days, but Bobby's getting it in before next week. So, Captain Bobby, what are y'all doing this morning? It looks like from some pictures, it's catching more than fishing.
We have been catching, and it's been that really for the last 2 weeks. The big news I want to tell you is every day this week, the last 3 days, the water's gotten clearer back further back to the east. Today's the clearest water I've seen back almost out of the sound. And today is the first day where I'm actually happened to be fishing where I sent you that picture from, the first day I've been able to see the head of my trolling motor in a week and a half. So the good news is, like we talked about last week, we were looking for a silver lining or a rainbow. Let me get that one for you. I got one in the hook here. I'm going to be holding that. So the rainbow led us to some clearer water, man. That's the picture I sent you. You got that rainbow in the background. That's what we were looking for, man.
Yeah,
that treasure.
A couple things there. Number one, you're talking about the water getting clearer, but I know from the picture you sent me without saying where that is, that's not deep water.
No, it's not. And as a matter of fact, I kind of want to get out and fish some structure. On the other issue we've dealt with, and I think we talked about this last week, and it's a function of that of the fresh water we've had, is the bait supply, bait shrimp in particular, has been non-existent. And
wow,
They're just starting to get some bait now, and I think that's a function of some salinity, you know, getting up into the bay. So, you know, to me, when I have to fish all Arctic, you can keep that one. Yeah, he's good. You know, when I have to fish all artificial bait, I prefer to stay shallow, and that's what we've done and been successful. We've had just, you know, series of triple-digit days, I don't know how many in a row now, you know, so there's plenty of fish still be caught. We're not breaking any state records size-wise, I can tell you that, you know, and I wouldn't, unless you could do some of that fish and loaves thing. I've been telling everybody, don't plan a giant fish fry, but the action's been pretty dadgum good.
Yeah, I mean, if you're catching triple-digit numbers of fish, it is. What are you hearing about, we're talking about speckled trout right now, got about 30 seconds left, but redfish, flounder, blackfish?
You know, they're all kind of mixed in. It's the same way we've been targeting trout, you know, kind of trout season, which it always is for us. But, yeah, those have been, those have been available too. And of course, you know, the ever-elusive rare red snappers available, which starting tomorrow for a few more days, and those haven't been touched probably in the last 2 weeks with the weather we've had.
Not by me, and it doesn't look much better. You're going to see the Sullivan snapper boat trout fishing this weekend because of the forecast that's coming up offshore. Bobby, tell folks if they want to get a trip booked with you now or maybe even looking forward to late summer or the fall, how do they do it?
A-teamfishing.com is the website, and that's got all of our contact information, trip information, everything you need. Either call us or just hit us on the Contact Us tab on the internet.
Captain Bobby, I'll let you get back to netting those fish and having a great day, and we'll talk to you next week. Happy Independence Day to you, and I'll see you at the island.
Okay, good. Sounds good, buddy. Happy birthday.
Thank you, man. Captain Bobby Averscato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Go say hi to Chip and the gang and McConnell Buick GMC. Go say hi to Louie. You can say hi to other people, but when you walk in there, say, hey, Chip. Or, hey, Louie,
yeah,
depending on where you are.
Yeah, either way, just go say hi. That's
well, I mean,
it.
But just like, if you want to, like, pick at people, those are two of my favorite people to my favorite people at those places. So.
Hey,